Part 1. The Simple Sales Strategy Guide. 1. Your real job as a salesman. Let me ask you a question. What is your job as a salesman for a construction company? And I mean your real job. Hint, it's not selling your construction work. Your job is to listen to the customer's needs, discover their core problem, then present yourself as the ideal solution to that problem. That's it. That's the secret sauce. Burn that sentence into your head and chant it around a campfire if you must. You see, nobody in this industry pays for quality work done at a fair price. That's just not what people want to buy. It's nice, sure, but that's not what they're really buying from you. People don't buy construction work. They buy the experience of having a specific problem solved. For example, if you're a roofer, you don't sell roofs. You actually sell a feeling of safety and security that comes from knowing their house is protected from water damage. B, immediate anxiety relief for people with a roof that is already leaking. C, freedom from the annoying task of monthly gutter cleaning for busy professionals. D, a higher closing price for people looking to sell their house soon. Or if you're a remodeler, you don't sell kitchens. You actually sell a more convenient cooking experience, B, an escape from the previous homeowner's hideous taste. C, a bragging point for housewives trying to impress their friends. Oh my gosh, you would not believe what I paid for this. Sure, it was a lot, but it was so worth it. D, an upgrade to the homeowner's lifestyle so that their surroundings better match how they feel on the inside about themselves and their status in the world. Or E, some breathing room for a husband who's been nagged by his wife for years to make their house feel more homely. Understand? Your job as a salesman is to identify the real problem they have, their why, then present your company as the ideal path of least resistance solution for that problem. So, find out what the prospect is actually trying to buy, and then give it to them. 2. The Simple Sales Strategy. So, knowing that your goal is not to sell construction work per se, but to identify, then solve a specific problem for each individual homeowner on a case-by-case basis, what's the best way to do that? First, it helps to imagine the sales process as a journey that each customer must take, a journey down a treacherous road that ultimately leads to a better life. It's your job to take the customer by the hand and lead them down this road all the way to the end while helping them see and avoid the potholes along the way. Now, this journey has many steps, but there are only 10 important ones. 1. Data collection. This is gathering the usual info like name, type of project, email, phone number, etc. 2. Prospect filtering. Is this person a true potential customer or just a time waster? Do they have a problem that your company can actually solve for them? 3. Pre-framing. Getting the prospect to see you as a professional consultant rather than a salesman or just a contractor. 4. Problem identification. What's the core problem they're actually trying to solve? 5. Budget setting. What is it, and is it reasonable for what they're looking to accomplish? And how flexible is their budget? 6. Value discovery. What things are important to them besides price? What do they specifically value in a contractor? And what criteria will they use to determine who they'll hire? 7. Setting expectations. This is explaining how your company works, telling them what the next steps are, or when they should expect to receive your proposal. Is anything expected of them in the meantime? 8. Initial offer delivery. Usually a ballpark estimate or proposal, which states that I will do X work in exchange for Y dollars. 9. Nailing down the details. This is your expected start date, payment terms, financing, house access, etc. And 10. Closing the contract. This is your paperwork signing and the receipt of the down payment. Now, this 10-step journey is your sales strategy. This is your roadmap. Next up is the actual road. 3. The Simple Sales Funnel. You can see a picture of this funnel on page 4 of the written PDF guide. Now, this is a picture of a very basic sales funnel, which takes a customer through every step necessary in order to close a construction contract. Note that every step in this funnel exists merely to 1. Weed out invalid prospects, and 2. Move valid prospects to the next step in the funnel, and then do that process as quickly and seamlessly as possible. Now, of course, there are dozens of more steps and intricacies that I could add to this funnel. Mine, in reality, is a lot more complicated, but again, simplicity is the goal here. Besides, unless you're already doing seven figures in annual sales, this simple funnel contains 90% of everything you need to worry about until that point. So treat this picture as the simple framework that you're going to approach building your sales system from. So now that you've got the overall framework, the rest of this guide is dedicated to giving you the specifics to plug into that framework. So let's get right into it.